Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
Colossians 3 and verse 13 says, put up with each other. If you want to build a successful relationship, you have to focus on the other person's strengths instead of their weaknesses. Benjamin Franklin put it well. He said, keep your eyes wide open before marriage and half shut afterwards. It's a mistake to rush into a lifetime relationship without taking time to get to know the other person. Without due diligence on the front end, you're sure to have problems on the back end. But an important relationship principle lies in learning to forgive and bless. The American politician Edward Wallace Hodge is attributed with saying, there is so much good in the worst of us and so much bad in the best of us that it hardly behooves any of us to talk about the rest of us. Blessing can be a whole lot harder when the offence is great. Small offences can usually be forgiven pretty quickly. Big ones involve a healing process. But until you decide to forgive and bless, the process can't even start. The Apostle Paul said, be gentle, kind, humble, meek, and patient. Put up with each other. Forgive anyone who does you wrong, just as Christ has forgiven you. Love's more important than anything. It's what ties everything together. That's Colossians 3 verses 12 to 14. And when it comes to facing facts about situations you can't change, pray for grace and learn to live with them. Why do we need to forgive and bless? Because God says so. You're not designed to carry the physical and mental stress that comes with harboring resentment. Galatians 6 verse 1 says, watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. In other words, we need to be careful not to do the same thing we've just found frustrating in somebody else. That's Vision's word for today. Forgive and bless.
The word for today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.